Fridays with Stefano and Daniel, 6 to 9 a.m. on News Talk 990 a.m., newstalk990.com.
7:35 our time now, 25 till 8. Jennifer Stefano standing by. I'm Mark Daniels. And as a man who waded through the unpredictable waters of divorce some 25 years ago, I can tell you without question it's a difficult path. It's often fraught with danger. I mean, whatever happens in the process of a divorce will have long-range implications for the rest of your life. And of course, no one wants to make a sad situation even worse for either party involved. And that's why the law firm Cordell & Cordell is presenting Men's Divorce School. It's a complimentary seminar coming this Thursday, July 17, from 6:30 to 8:30 in the Centennial Ballroom of the Sheraton Valley Forge Hotel on North Gulf Road. And here to talk more about that, the co-founder and CEO of the firm, attorney Joseph Cordell. Counselor, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Now, you began your law career in general practice. What convinced you to specialize in domestic cases and more specifically to represent men?
Well, you know, I looked around one day, and this was in the early 90s, and I realized that I was a divorce lawyer. In other words, you know, lawyers, when they start a practice, they don't have the luxury, most don't, of choosing, so you kind of practice what comes in the door, and I found that I enjoyed domestic. But, you know, after I had been doing domestic for about 5 years exclusively, you know, once you witness firsthand what goes on in the courtroom and the gender bias that is all too common in courtrooms across America, then you can't help but at least notice. And some of us find that we have a passion for serving that cause. And little did I realize that my firm, by focusing on one side of the table, would end up growing to be the largest domestic relations firm in America. So that wasn't the purpose of that decision. But obviously, I'm pleasantly surprised.
Well, men in the Delaware Valley who might be headed to divorce court have a very special opportunity to learn this coming Thursday in King of Prussia, a complimentary seminar we'll talk about in a second, but you must register. So stick around for that detail in a moment. But without getting into too much detail, this is kind of an overview of my situation. 25 years ago, 1989, I was 27 years old. I didn't file for the divorce, so I was served papers at work. I hired an attorney. But at the last minute, my case was pushed to a brand-new associate of the firm who had never done a divorce before. I was his first. We had a 3-year-old son. She had moved him back to my hometown. Needless to say, I knew nothing about how divorce works. I kind of walked into the situation like a doe, with my eyes wide open, but not understanding what's going on. I was taken to the woodshed by the other attorney. Does this sound like a familiar situation for men?
Well, yeah, certainly. And it doesn't incidentally require a lawyer who's first visit was to the courtroom, but it is all too common that guys are taken to the woodshed, and that's kind of what inspired these seminars that we're doing nationally, and we've done nationally this particular one, which is an overview of the divorce process for about a year or so, and it's been very popular. And the idea behind doing a divorce school is that guys cannot approach the divorce process like they're a surgery patient, where their responsibility is simply to show up. That's not the way divorce works. Divorce requires a partnership between the client and his attorney. The attorney is the expert regarding the law, your attorney being excluded. But there's another expert that's essential for a good outcome in the divorce process, and that's the expert regarding the facts. Well, there, you know, that expert is going to be the client, and if the attorney and client are not actively engaged in the process, then I don't care how good the attorney is, he won't succeed. You know, as good as he is with the law, he's got to be equipped with the details and the facts, you know, to apply to his skills. And one other thing I would mention is, I know there's a lot of cynicism that, you know, free seminar, we're all sort of jaded with that. We figure, if something's free, then they're there to sell me something. I think that anybody who shows up to this will be surprised. You know, this is one of those rare occasions in life when there is something free. Somebody walks away after a couple of hours, and I can assure your listeners, they're going to know a whole lot more about the divorce process than when they came. They're going to learn about the process itself, about the general rules, about what sorts of evidence are important, I suspect they'll know more than your attorney knew at the time of your divorce.
Doubtless. Well, I can tell you, in our situation, because there was a 3-year-old son, we had child support to talk about. We had a property settlement agreement to talk about. We had an agreement about who pays for college, which he's been through now. He's 29 years. He's older than I was when I went through the divorce. So a lot of water under the bridge. But what are some of the other issues you talk about during the seminar?
Well, we talk about, as you mentioned, custody issues, of course, and issues access to your child. These were all important issues to you, and they are to our clients as well. So we'll discuss what are the rules for the court in determining who has what custody schedule. What are the rules for dividing property? What about the process itself? What can you expect at each turn? When you show up at court the first time, is there going to be a trial on that occasion, or is it one of those occasions when you simply stand in the hallway? This is all useful information. And it also, though, equips the client to become that sort of active participant that he must become if his case is going to succeed. And one other thing let me add. I know that people would ask, well, then why would you do this free? Well, we're not altruists, though I would like to think we're nice guys. But I can tell you our motivation is if we sow good seeds, if we do an event like this and people show up and they're impressed, and some of them, incidentally, will never hire us. We know that. Some will not even get divorced. They're there because they think it may happen. Those are seeds and investments that are well placed for us. Down the road, the people who attend seminars like this, they feel good about our firm, they remember us, and that redounds to our benefit sooner or later. Maybe it's a year down the road, maybe it's 5 years with a friend or relative. So that's our purpose, and we win, and the people who attend win.
I want to share the details, and then I have one last question for you. Again, Cordell and Cordell presenting Men's Divorce School, a complimentary seminar, but you must register. It's coming this Thursday, July 17, from 6:30 till 8:30 in the Centennial Ballroom of the Sheraton Valley Forge Hotel, 480 North Gulf Road in King of Prussia. This Thursday, registration begins at 6 p.m. that day. Complete info is available online at mensdivorceschool.com, mensdivorceschool.com. Now, here's the question. You mentioned this early in our conversation, that the system is stacked against men. Elaborate on that.
Well, and I don't want to be too harsh here. I can tell you that I can happily report, after 20-something years doing this, that there are judges out there that do the right thing. And so I don't want to paint with too broad a brush. But I will say that the system is comprised of, yes, some judges, in my opinion, do favor genders based on certain issues in the case. Maintenance seems to gravitate toward one side of the table. Custody seems to gravitate toward one side of the table. Things such as orders of protection, restraining orders, clearly gravitate toward one side of the table. So this is a trend that's disturbing. But the point is, it doesn't only exist in the courtroom, in other words, behind the bench. It also exists among other professionals that are very influential in the process, psychologists, social workers, experts that are involved in the case, people in the courthouse administration. It is a system-wide problem. And until it's approached that way, then it won't be fully eradicated.
And it's also a part of our public policy as well. It's written into our public policy that we inherently tend to favor women in some cases. For instance, with collecting census data, women are always assumed to be and labeled as the primary parent. Even if the father lives in the home with the child, they're in our own census data, they are automatically labeled just a secondary caregiver. And that sort of proceeds into that type of public policy, proceeds and falls over into the court system, falls over into our general vernacular on how we talk about men and the assumptions we make about them in life and in divorce, which is then all reinforced again. So is there a public policy change that's needed?
Yeah, certainly there is. And until we as a culture decide that we're going to finally get to this last dark corner in the room on the subject of civil rights, and that's men's rights in family court, until that's addressed, then we'll continue to have a hole in the civil rights movement in the United States. There's a whole panoply of services that are triggered. Institutional forces such as federal agencies, state agencies, private not-for-profits, et cetera, that are triggered to help women through the divorce process. There's no counterpart for guys. They have to dig deep. But not only are they buying or paying for the resources for themselves, but they're also funding any resources for the wife or repaying institutions that provide her resources.
Hmm. Very good point. Well, to recount once again what's happening, it's this Thursday, July 17, the Times, 6:30 to 8:30. Registration opens at 6 o'clock. It is a complimentary seminar, but you need to register, so show up a little bit early. And be equipped, be informed. It's in the Centennial Ballroom of the Sheraton Valley Forge Hotel this coming Thursday. North Gulf Road in the King of Prussia. You can find out more, even sign up perhaps online at mensdivorceschool.com. Again, write that down, guys, mensdivorceschool.com. And Attorney Joe Cordell, thank you for joining us here on Fridays.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you guys very much for having me on.